All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I am doing this from my hotel room once again. I'm always on the road like Juanito. I have been lately. A lot of family situations coming up on Rising, so I got to attend to those. But Juan, thank you so much for joining me. I want to talk about what we talked about on ninoscorner.tv, which is the layers of disorder that are coming. And it's not going to be a precise moment in your mind when everything just hits at once. It's going to be layers of disorders, what you've said on ninoscorner.tv. But before we get into that,
Layers or waves, it's just one thing after another. Yeah, go ahead.
okay, one thing after another. And we went into a lot of detail on .tv on that one, folks. But first, folks, we live in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than they've ever been? A lot of cookies, right, Juan? According to U.S.
No,
board
cookies.
certified. Well,
Cookies get blamed for a lot of stuff, but it's not always true. So I have a cookie a week, whether anybody knows it or not.
according to U.S. board certified physician and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. And wait till you hear this, folks. Because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin, they are banned in other countries. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the US, and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And it's pretty easy. I can't believe actually which foods they really are. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake foods, there's three of them. Go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Nino. That's threeharmfulfoods.com forward slash Nino and get started today, folks. All right, Juan, let's get into this. I'm going to play a little bit of the segment here of this embarrassment of Kamala Harris with Bret Baier. And she seems so contentious and mean and rude. It's almost like, Juan, we're watching them lose control. We're watching them slowly fall into this quicksand of despair, is what I'm going to say.
Well, I don't know if they're not giving up,
No, I don't think they're giving up, but they're definitely, it seems to me like she's definitely getting very contentious and rude.
it's incoherent is probably, I think, maybe a better way of looking at it with the issues that we have as a country, the things going on. Look, around the world right now, millions of people are dead. Ukraine, Yemen, our own medical situation here in the country, more and more things coming to light about how the medical side is being administered in this country. We have to have coherent leaders that can at least talk on these issues, intelligently, and that's not what's happening right now.
All right, I'm going to play this for a second, Juanito. Here we go.
Good morning.
You've had 15
You
hours
bet.
now to marinate over this. What did you think about how it went?
You know, guys, good morning. I left there right after the interview, and I thought, wow, this was really a lot more contentious than I thought. It was there was a lot of filibustering. I didn't really want to keep on interrupting, but if I didn't, I thought there were maybe be four answers total in the interview. I think I came away with there were moments that clearly she prepared for, that I think she wanted to have these the a viral moment, and she got it, and I think her campaign was happy with that. I think there were things that Mark played and some.
Juan, when she sits down with interviewers, it has to be completely scripted. She has handlers with her at all times, correct?
I can barely hear you there, Nino.
I said when she's sitting down with interviewers, when she does an interview, there's a lot of rules and guidelines that they have to go by in order to interview her, correct? Like she has
Hold
a
on a second.
team of people. Can you hear me, Juanito?
I'm sorry. There we go. That should be
That's
better.
okay.
I apologize. I didn't realize my car grabbed my mic and speaker there, so I had to get out of it. Anyway,
can you hear me right? Did you hear what I said?
No, go ahead and say it again.
I said when she does an interview and sits down with someone like Bret Baier, she has to know the questions ahead of time, and she has to have her handlers there present with her, correct?
Well, remember when Brock, early in the administration under Obama, he was known as like a teleprompter guy. He could do good teleprompter. He couldn't really talk off the cuff very well. He got better during his presidency, but the start was not very good. Kamala's one of those people that if she's scripted, she'll say what's on the script and she'll do well enough because those writers can do a pretty good job. But leave her on her own. She's so scattered because she doesn't really know the issues. She just knows good teleprompter, if you want to put it that way.
Right. And here he kind of catches her in this. Pay attention to what I play right here, Juan.
Some other All right. moments where I think a lot of people looking back at the transcript are going to say, wow, that's interesting. It's newsy. It's not what she usually answers.
One of the things you talked about at some length was immigration. And if you pull up call for number one, this is about her reaction, the Biden-Harris reaction to migrant crime.
Let me just say, first of all, those are tragic cases. There's no question about that.
So do you owe them an apology is what I'm saying?
I will tell you that I am so sorry for her loss. I am so sorry for her loss, sincerely. But let's talk about what is happening right now with an individual who does not want to participate in solutions. Let's talk about that as well.
So she's talking about Trump right there, the individual that does not want to participate in solutions when they've rescinded 94 executive orders, right, Juanito? I mean, they took away catch and release. They took away remain in Mexico. I mean, these are travesties to our country, correct?
Yeah. Again, this whole administration has been about if there's a decision to be made, they seem to consistently take the wrong decision. But you can't blame Biden for it. He's being puppeteered, like Putin said. You know, you don't even know the name of the person running America, but it's not Biden. He's not running D.C. He's not running America. That exact thing is going to happen with Kamala. She can't govern. She doesn't know the issues. All she can do is act
blame.
As a puppet for whoever's behind her.
And blame and be contentious and blame others. Let me finish playing this just for my audience.
Right. Yeah. In all fairness, I told you, I feel awful for what she and her family have experienced.
One thing I noticed is that she didn't really seem to have a way to say, so here's what I'm going to do differently going forward, an opportunity to do that. That could have been an opportunity missed.
Yeah, and listen, Dana, that's the key thing about immigration is that the 94 executive orders that were rescinded in the first days of the Biden-Harris administration, they opened the door. They took away the catch and release. They took away remain in Mexico, and that's the whole thing. I mean, she wants to talk about this bill that they dropped first, which was kind of an amnesty bill to path to citizenship for 11 million immigrants in the first days that had no chance. The White House had the Democrats had the White House, the House.
I mean, obviously, they were trying to fulfill an agenda, right, Juanito? I mean, this is just, it seems to me like she's desperate and very ornery and contentious. Do you see the same thing? Are they desperate, Juanito, or are they not desperate right now?
Well, I don't know if they even know to be desperate at this point because they believe they're going to win no matter what anyway. So why would you be desperate? What you're hearing is something maybe a little bit different than desperate. They get put on the spot on an issue that they haven't practiced or, you know, come up with any kind of a real solution to. They obfuscate by, listen to what she said. She has this sincere tone and it's, you know, so caring and important and yet no substance behind it. She doesn't have an answer. She got caught by surprise doing a freewheeling interview like she just did with Bret Baier, or that they show in the Bret Baier thing. There's no knowledge that allows her to do a spontaneous response on point. You get what I'm saying? It's not.
I totally understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It's just, to me, it looks like she's so angry and so contentious. It's unbelievable. I'm going to play a little more.
I think what I saw there, and watch this next section and tell me if you don't see, she's trying to play a sincerity thing. You know, this woman that cares, and it's really important, and I get that. And yet,
yeah, and it's clearly
there's not a single
acting.
Solution. It's acting, but the acting is to appeal to emotion with real issues. That's part of what I've said before with you, Nino, and to your audience. When you're in a combat situation, you may have some emotion. There's an intensity that's going on. But if you're only running on emotion, you're going to get yourself killed and not actually stop what's going on. You have to be able to be clear. What's the objective? What's the target that you have to stay focused on? What's the threat to you? Emotion, while the blood pressure's up and you're really in the thick of it, still won't save your life. And we're in a life and death situation as a people right now, as a country. And so just because she acts all sincere, give me a real answer. You're going to cut the flow of people into the country. You're going to stop the illegally. You're going to stop the drugs every day, Nino. It's not hundreds anymore. It's thousands of people are dying in America every day from the drugs coming in over the border and the drugs being manufactured here now with help from outside the country.
All right, let me play just a little bit more here.
House and the Senate, and they didn't bring it up or push it. The second bill she talks about right away is the comprehensive bipartisan bill that had six Democrats that voted against it. And, you know, yes, Donald Trump maybe lobbied against it, but there were also problems with that. And in between those 3.5 years,
right,
was things that could have happened. And we've talked about that many times. And that's what I was trying to get to.
And then you did press her on the fact that the American people say that 79% of the country think it's on the wrong track. She tried to say, but that's because Trump's been running for 8 years. What'd you make of it?
I thought it was interesting. I just think she came back to Donald Trump, I think maybe 15 or 20 times in the interview. And that one was really interesting because I was talking about the wrong track and she said, you know what I'm talking about. And I actually didn't. And I just said, I actually don't know what you're talking about.
See, Juan, she keeps, it's the blame game. It's the blame game. She has to just keep pointing to Trump, the bad guy. And that's the whole name of the game right now is blame game, right? Right, Juanito? It's just blame Trump for everything.
Well, it's charging him with crimes. It's going after to villainize Trump. You know, he whom the gods would destroy, they must first vilify. So you have the vilification of Trump. Any issue, his personal life. Things he did in office, things he did after he left office. And it's a distraction. It's a part of the magic to take the eye off of them. Okay. What's more important? Whether or not they paid some money to a woman that was accusing Trump of all sorts of crimes or whether he left $85 billion worth of our most advanced military technology, plus the key codes to the rest of it that we have in Afghanistan. I wonder. So anything they can do to keep it the point somewhere else, you've got Russia, between the two sides, well over 1 million people dead in Ukraine. Latest numbers for Russia are several hundred thousand for their own people.
So Juan, as we come into this, as we come into the November, right, and I'm going to try to keep it as clean as I can here. And you went into full detail on ninoscorner.tv about this. I mean, folks, I would suggest getting over there. It's an amazing podcast. There's going to be layers of dysfunction, layers of chaos, correct, Juanito? I mean, is that the right way to say it? It's going to come in layers. I mean, it's going to be no one precision point. It's going to be multiple. It's going to be one layer after another getting stripped away as we enter into November, December, January. And you're saying that this may not be turned around until March or April, correct? Or
well, you're going to have a pause in completing the election. And that's something I've been saying for a couple of years. They won't be able to complete it because they won't be able to certify it to, and this has been a fight in the legal arena also. You're going to have jurisdictions.
This is fluff tube. So we have to say this is opinion. This is an opinion.
But I mean, this is happening in the legal arena. It's not like this isn't being discussed in court. Are you going to be able to force some of the election officials to, do certain things that they, legally don't believe they can do? They're in a catch 22. So great drama is ahead, and this won't be resolved on election day or even within that 90 days afterwards. We have
and it's during that standoff. It's during that window of time where people really need to prepare. I'm imagining after, as bad as October can be, I'm imagining after November 5th, things are going to get much worse. Correct, Juanito? 1 second, folks. He'll get back on here. If not, then I'll just call, you can go to ninoscorner.tv. I don't know what happened. I just lost him. Give me 1 second. I'm sure he'll bounce right back on, folks. 1 sec.